It's a party drifting in the political doldrums, and this weekend it will decide whether to stay with the current captain or toss him overboard. The Christian Democrats are the Czech Republic's second oldest political party and have served in governments both right and left since 1989. But the party appears to be splintering under controversial chairman Jiří Čunek. This weekend, the Christian Democrats will decide whether he should stay or go. Rob Cameron has been looking ahead at the conference and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, first of all, what state is the party in now?
Not too good, to be honest. Jiří Čunek says that the Christian Democrats are experiencing the worst ever crisis in the party's history. Now, of course, the party were a part of the Topolánek cabinet and have been a steady force in successive Czech governments over the years. But now, with this caretaker government, everybody is looking to the European Parliament elections next weekend and then early parliamentary elections in October. Now, the party isn't looking good in polls for either of those elections. They'll be lucky to hold on to their two seats that they have in the European Parliament, and they'll be lucky to scrape the 5% threshold necessary to enter Parliament in October. And the party, really, frankly, is in turmoil. One of the most popular former ministers, Miroslav Kalousek, has announced he's leaving to form a new party in protest at Jiří Čunek's shift to the left. And when he goes, he could take several Christian Democrats with him. Mr. Čunek himself severely embarrassed the party through the various corruption scandals over the years and his own awful botched attempt to get rid of Mr. Kalousek in January. Yet he says he's the best man to unite the party and return to its Christian values, which he says have been forgotten.
Right, well, despite all these problems, Jiří Čunek maintains he is the right man to lead the party into the next election. Who are the three people standing against him and what are their chances?
Well, the best known face perhaps is Cyril Svoboda, a former leader of the party and a long-time minister in successive cabinets. Now, he emphasises his political experience, says he wants to restore the party's pride and return it to government, in a coalition government in the autumn. Then there's the Christian Democrat MEP Jan Březina. He's an ally of Miroslav Kalousek. He says he's the candidate of change and he'll bring a new, refreshing leadership style. And finally, the party's current deputy chairwoman, Michaela Šojdrová, she says that both streams of thought within the Christian Democrats, the pro-Čunek left wing and the pro-Kalousek right wing, should be represented in the party leadership. And she says that she's a compromise candidate to bridge the two. But we won't know until Saturday, when the party meets in the Moravian city of Cetin, which is, Daniela, incidentally, Jiří Čunek's hometown, so he will at least feel safely on home turf.
Oh, well, strangely enough, what is happening in the Christian Democrats seems to be happening across the political spectrum, doesn't it?
That's right. If you look at it over the last few years, all the other parties, with the possible exception of the Communists, have undergone similar upheavals in recent years. Mirek Topolánek defeated hardline right-wingers in his Civic Democrats to take the party to the political centre. Martin Bursi threw out troublesome left-wing opponents in the Green Party as a sign of loyalty to Mr. Topolánek, who's a friend of his. Even Jiří Paroubek cleansed the Social Democrats of his political foes. But just a word of warning, each of those sort of ideological party shifts were accompanied by minor and in some cases major political tremors. Mirek Topolánek's determination to steer the party to the centre, to a sort of pro-European stand, led to the party's founder, President Václav Klaus, from leaving the Civic Democrats in anger. And you can trace a direct line from Martin Bursi's ejection of two of the Greens' six MPs from the party to the fall of the government in March.
Right, a stormy time in Czech politics. Rob Cameron, thank you for that. And of course, we'll know more over the weekend as to which way the Christian Democrats will turn.